A tax on chemical and oil companies expired in 1995. The tax was used to fund cleanups at some of the country's most polluted sites. Now most of the funding comes from taxpayers. Cleanup on two Midwest sites was pushed back, the Jennison Wright Corporation in Illinois and Continental Steel in Indiana. Hazardous chemicals are seeping into the groundwater at these two sites. Bill Muno, the regional Superfund director at the EPA, says to clean up more sites each year, Congress would have to increase Superfund appropriations.
There isn't enough money in that annual appropriation to cover all the work that needs to be done each year.
Muno says the EPA Inspector General's report shows there were more sites in line for funding that were delayed under the Bush administration. But he adds that tests show the sites are not an immediate threat to public health. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Annie McDowell.